If you're alive, can I hear you say amen? You know, Pastor Lumide said something yesterday. He said, what we have been telling our people to do, it is time for us to do it. I say, if you're alive, let somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm being blessed since this minister's conference started. That's over 4 years ago. Because this is the first of its kind in the end time message. That ministers will come together and we are not throwing physical punches. Rather, we are being edified and being empowered. Let somebody celebrate God for that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, we have been to many conferences before now in the end time message, so called. And I'm so happy for the one that we are having now. And may the Lord continue to strengthen our pastor, the visionary behind this conference in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. You know, there is something our daddy said, that when we come together to share grace. Praise the Lord. And today, a lot of knowledge will be added to my arsenal today. Praise God. And right now, I also want to share grace with us. Because we are seeing eye to eye. Because the Bible is plainly, with an open face, that we cannot understand the Bible for what the Bible stands for. Praise the Lord. You know, our fathers before in the message, they told us something. That ministers are the most difficult people to preach to. But this conference has proven it wrong. Because when we have the same spirit, we fellowship with one another. When we have different spirit, we disagree with one another. May the Lord continue to keep us together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Since the year 2018, I begin to understand the message from another angle. I begin to hear differently and see differently. Blessed be God Almighty. Because since that year 2018, I now understand that the number of years that you have spent in the message that don't matter to God, it is what you have achieved by the grace that God has given to you. Because there was a brother in the scripture, Uncle Methuselah. The only achievement that the Bible reckoned concerning him was what? Numbers 8. Praise the Lord. There was another person that did not live up to half of Methuselah. Enoch. The Bible said, and Enoch walked with God and was not, for God what? Took him. And the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5, he said before his translation, he had a testimony that he did what? He pleased God. May that be our portion this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is something I've observed in the end time message. And I pray that God will help us. May the Lord help all of us. Ministers suffered in this message. Ministries suffered in the hands of ministers in this message. And there is a reason for that. If you're alive, can I hear you say amen? There is what? A reason for that. Blessed be God Almighty. You know, like the medical practitioner will say, that headache is not a sickness. Praise the Lord. But it's an alarm that there is a sickness in your body. You know, when you are driving a car and the warning sign begins to blink, canceling that warning sign will not stop that car from getting spoiled. But that warning sign is only telling you that something is wrong. Back to check what is wrong. And I believe that is what this conference is meant for. For we to pack and see what is wrong. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because all my years in the message, I've seen that one of the reasons why majority of ministries in our hands suffered is because there are so many unhatched eggs behind the pulpit. Many eggs that have not what? Hatched. That have not gone through incubation. Praise the Lord. They are behind what? You know, a wise man once told me something. He said, look at egg trying to tell hen history. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, there is a kind of sicknesses that you see ministers, pastors that are supposed to be heading people, being the watchman over the people of God, going looking for a prophet to tell him what is wrong with his ministry. It's an aberration. Praise the Lord. If you are a husband and an outsider is not telling you what is wrong in your home, you are a bad husband. Once had the Lord spoken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You should be the one telling the people. Even the doctor, when you come, he will ask you what is wrong with you. That is where the medical will start from. May God help all of us. There is something that we lacked. Let me quickly drop something here. There is a freedom we have in this end time message. And let me tell you something. There is danger in that freedom. There is suicidal in liberty. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, the reason why we suffer what we are suffering in the ministry is because majority of us do not pass through the due process because of the freedom. Blessed be God Almighty. We do not pass through the what? The due what? There are so many of us that have not been qualified to be a coordinator in the church, but we are pastors. It is the truth. Now, someone that is not qualified to be a coordinator is now leading. What will happen to those that is leading? What will he tell them? That's why I want to exhort all of us, you know, including myself, on a subject. Praise the Lord. Which I titled mentorship. Because of time, we'll just quote some scriptures and paraphrase. But there are two scriptures I will want us to read. And look at the due order from the scripture. May God help us. You see, there is something I learned about 2 weeks ago from my wife. We learn every day. The day you stop learning, that is the day you die. Praise the Lord. She read this native okoko fowl now, hen. And this hen hatched. She laid. She laid eggs. You know, because of the where we are living, place is not conducive for us to have cage. Because a gift that somebody gave her. So the little bachelor that she made that she, you know, doing her thing there. After this hen laid the eggs, she was laying, I think about 18 in number or so. After a while, the hen went and incubated. Praise the Lord. Follow me now. It went and incubated. That incubation is not an easy thing. All her weight, he put on the eggs to keep them warm. But something happened. You know, we have a terrible weather in Jos there. It rained. So once, when it rained, unfortunately, the rain touched those eggs. All of them. Praise the Lord. She now said something. He said, this egg have what? Spoiled. It cannot hatch again. I said, why? He said, because the rain had touched it. Spiritual man. I said, water is life now. It's supposed to give life to the egg. He said, no, at that time, nothing is supposed to touch those eggs. As far as something has touched it, he said, the mother hen will not incubate it again. Before my very eye, the hen stopped going to what? Incubate. A scripture flashed in my heart. A sense of God. The Bible said, there are some things that must not be once named in us that are becoming what? Saints. There are some certain things that we must not involve ourselves with. As soon as we do that, he scattered the very purpose that God had for us. Nature is the best teacher. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, wow. Before I left, before I traveled to Lagos, that hen, he abandoned those eggs. They will never be abandoned in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we talk about mentorship, may God help us. Because the road that you have not passed before, you need to ask questions so that you will not get lost. The road, you know, somebody was saying, he said he has found a new route. I said, brother, that road is not new. It is new to you because you have not discovered it. I said, it's somebody that discovered that road. As far as that place is not bush, it's a road. I said, it's not a new road. It's something new to you. Somebody created that road. So when you're on a journey, praise the Lord, church. The road that you don't know, there's an adage among the Igbos, said he that asks questions will never get lost. My Eastern brother, am I correct? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the physical things types the spiritual things. Let me tell you something, brethren. Concerning the ministry that God put in our hands, we need to ask questions. We need to seek guidance. Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 9, all of us know the story of Apostle Paul. On his way to Damascus, God apprehended him, right? Apostle Paul said, he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Have you cared to study the scripture to find out what heavenly vision Apostle Paul received? If you're alive, can I hear you say amen? We all know the story. How he was apprehended in Acts chapter 9 on his way to Damascus. He asked a question. He said, Lord, what would thou want me to do? After the Lord revealed himself to him. He said, I am. He asked, Lord, who are thou? I'm fighting for you. Why are you standing on my way? Who are you? And the Lord replied to him, I am Jesus, whom thou word persecuted. We all know it is hard for you to kick against what? After that revelation, Apostle Paul asked the question. He said, Lord, what will thou have me do? And the Lord replied to him, he said, arise and go to a street called Street. And that is the straight street that we are gathering now in this convention. That our life and ministry might be what? Straightened. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there you shall be told what you will do. Mentorship. And God went and alerted Ananias. We all know the story now. Praise the Lord. And he was told what to do. May God help all of us. You know, many of us have jumped through the window and start ministry. At the time we get there, we are now confused and looking for whom to throw our burden upon. It's the wrong thing. There is a due process that we must go through. May God help all of us. There is what? A due process. Even in the womb. May God help us. I remember one time while I was a bachelor then, you know, some years back, I was ministry. I said something in the church. Want to pray for a sister that was seeking for the fruit of the womb. I said, let's pray for this sister. You know, it takes 9 months for the woman to conceive. And the sister that are already there, they corrected me. I said, no, it takes a second. Praise the Lord. He said, it takes a what? I didn't know anything then. But now I know. May God help all of us. Now, the child in the womb go through what? Process. There are forms he takes before he put his hand on, on his mouth and turn and what? Come down. Even ministerially, there is what? A forming. A building what? Time. Most of us did not pass through that building time. That's why we are having a problem now. You know, when you come to marriage ceremony, maybe somebody's wedding here, a lot of people that attend wedding believes that the message that the servant of God is preaching that day is for those that are married. No, the message is both for the old brigade and the new scout. May God help all of us. There are things, there are roads, there are processes that we must go through before we come out at the other side. May God help us. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, praise the Lord. Please, I don't want to, I'm a man with short-sighted. If I'm reading, I will. Let, 1 Samuel chapter 3, can somebody read for me verse 1?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes. Take it from verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 3.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli.
Now, listen now. Go on.
And the word of the Lord was precious in those days.
Yes, go on.
There was no open vision.
There was no open vision. Go ahead.
And it came to pass at that time.
It came to pass at that time.
When Eli was laid down in his place.
When Eli was laid down, where?
In his place.
A priest is supposed to be awakened, to be alive. A watchman is lying down. That is the condition of the entire message preachers today. Go ahead, sir.
And his eyes began to wax dim.
And his eyes began to wax dim.
That he could not see.
That he could not see that there is no Elijah to the Gentiles. Go ahead.
And the lamp of God went out in the temple
because
of the Lord.
Because eyes is dim, he didn't know what they are, what have left them. May this not be our portion.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Where the ark of God was.
Go ahead.
And Samuel was laid down to sleep.
Yes.
That the Lord called Samuel.
And the Lord did what?
Call Samuel.
Now listen, church. Who called Samuel?
The Lord.
We are all preachers. Let's respond. Who called Samuel?
The Lord.
Who called you?
The Lord.
May God help us. Amen. Yes.
And he answered, here am I.
Yes. And no, take that place again. And the Lord called Samuel.
And that the Lord called Samuel.
Yes.
And he answered,
yes.
Here am I.
Yes.
And he ran unto Eli.
Now, who called Samuel?
The Lord.
Who did Samuel run to?
Eli.
Now, let's put on our thinking cap. Which voice did Samuel heard?
The voice of the Lord.
Read that place again. Who's now? Who called Samuel?
The Lord.
Then who did Samuel run to?
Eli.
Then whose voice did Samuel heard?
The voice of Eli.
If truly your pastor is truly called and you have a ministry and your true pastor did not recognize that ministry, brother, check yourself. Check your calling. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, sir.
And he ran to Eli.
He ran to Eli. Yes.
Here am I.
Here am I.
For thou callest me.
For thou callest me.
And he said.
And he said.
I called not.
I did not call thee.
Lie down again.
Go back and lie down, my son.
And he went and lay down.
Yes.
And the Lord called yet again.
And the Lord called him again.
Samuel.
Samuel.
And Samuel arose.
And Samuel arose.
And went to Eli.
And went to Eli.
And said.
And said.
Here am I.
I hear your voice.
For thou didst call me.
My sheep hear my voice.
And he answered.
Blessed be God Almighty. Yes.
I called not.
I called not.
My son.
My son.
Lie down again.
Go back and lie down.
Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord.
Now, Samuel have not yet understand the pathway of the Lord.
Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him.
He have not gotten the full understanding. Let me speak pertaining to why we are gathered, of what ministry is all about. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget how he came into the world. Don't forget how Samuel came into the world. Go ahead, sir.
And the Lord called Samuel again in
and
the third time.
Now, listen. The first one calling. You know we are typologists.
Yes,
We will say that was justification. Sanctification is not enough. You need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost before you can be found worthy to be used of God. Amen. Don't forget that message, the lamb and the dove. I'm taking that message to Joss. After that one, then I will now preach the second one. They are working what? Conscience. I'm loaded when I'm going back. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
And he arose and went to Eli.
He went to Eli again.
And said, here am I. For thou didst call me. Called me.
Yes.
And Eli perceived
and
that the
Eli
Lord.
Eli did what?
Perceived.
In that was when the person understand that there is something about this
calling.
Experience is the best teacher. May God help all of us.
Amen.
What did Eli now say?
And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the
child. Perceived that this man had what? A calling. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, church. If you are under a right pastor and you have a call that your pastor doesn't know anything about, it's a missed call.
Hey.
In Exodus chapter 31, verse 1, when God commissioned Moses, God told Moses, I have called Bezaleel and I have given him. I want to believe, even Bezaleel did not know the grace that he had until Moses would have called him, come as daddy called Brother Olumide and said, come and preach. He said, no, I'm not born for this. But there was something that the true shepherd have seen in him.
Oh, yes.
But today, the word of the true shepherd has been confirmed. Amen. I call Brother Olumide the little Moses. May the Lord help all of us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when we say we have a call, and person you call your pastor does not know anything about it. Brother, check yourself. Who is truly calling you? Whose voice are you what? I know there are hirelings. I'm not talking about hirelings that does not want grace to grow like the type where I was before. I'm talking about the genuine. Let me tell you something. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Do you know the sign of real? Anything that is real, we have a duplicate of fake. A sign that there are fake ministers is what? An evidence that there are real ones. Because today, we don't have 30 naira notes. I mean single notes. Why? Because there is no original of it. It does not exist. But let them print 30 naira single note. They begin to have what? Jannes and Jabez could not perform any miracle until Moses came to what? Once the original come, then the counterfeit will have room to spread. May God help us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, go ahead. Back, Eli.
Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel,
yes,
go lie down.
Go lie down.
And it shall be.
And it shall be.
If he call thee.
If he call thee.
That thou shalt say.
Thou shalt say.
Speak, Lord.
Speak what?
Lord.
Speak what, church?
Lord.
Uh-huh.
For thy servant heareth.
Don't forget Acts chapter 9. Go to the street. Call what?
Street.
And you shall be told what to do. What is our problem in the ministry today? We don't know what to do. Why? Because we don't have mentorship. We have never been mentored. That's why I use the word. There are so many on arch egg behind the pulpit. That's why we are having problem in ministry. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget who Eli, who Samuel was. The Bible said, you see, the grace of God in the life of Samuel could not, see, Eli cannot match the grace of God in the life of what? But Samuel needed Eli for that grace to be activated. For that grace to be what? Defined. For that grace to have his rightful what? Place. May God help us. What if Samuel had denied Eli? What would have happened to Samuel? He would have missed. I was watching Facebook. Please permit me to debate a little. I was watching Facebook. I saw one of our brother on, you know, a prophet on a marketplace preaching. Jesus love you. Why will you die? Jesus love you. Why will you die? I was burning my data for over 30 minutes. Jesus love you. Why will you die? People were passing. Why? They have been hearing that. Why? No message.
What is happening to that brother? He never went through mentorship. He's an arch word, egg, and nobody is seeing him. He's talking. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Look at the life of Samuel. For Samuel to become what he is or what he was, there is a process that groomed Samuel. When Samuel passed through that process, there was a testimony concerning him that throughout his ministration, his word never fell to the ground.
Oh, yes.
How many preachers have I heard? If this thing did not happen, I would throw away my Bible. The thing did not happen. They refused to throw away their Bible. May God help all of us.
Amen.
What happened? May God help us. And I will also point to you something. When you are looking for a mentor, be very careful. Because there was also a lesson that I saw in the life of Samuel. Your mentor, the person you pick as a mentor, his life, whether you like it or not, his life will have influence on you.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What did the Bible say concerning the sons of Eli? Servants of God. There was a name God, the Bible called the sons of Eli. Sons of what?
Billion.
What did the Bible call the sons of Samuel? Same thing. Why? The mentor. That's why he that ordained you matters. Because there's a wave offering. I had an experience in the past while I was still under a pastor. But by the grace of God, I spent 29 years under pastors. Spent one 15 years, the other one 20 years. You know, recently, Pastor Lomide, sir, I sat down and began to wonder, God, why did you take me through this thing? I found that it is when I got to Jos and I find out why the Lord took me through them. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Because the first church I pastored, they were not all my converts. All of us left a church. Praise the Lord. And they can't be worthy to what? Pastor them in Abuja. Then the church that are now pastoring presently now is already an existing what? Church. That they needed a pastor and God sent me to them. Praise the Lord. The first pastor I pastored. The first pastor I served under. It was a church that was already in existence. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they were looking for a pastor and they called him. Pastor, can you see the lesson that God was teaching me? 15 years, I was there. May God help us. It was not my mentor though. There was lessons that God only taught me there. Then the second one, the church, people that started that church, we are not his combat. They moved out of a church. And they said they should come and pastor them. You see the two ministries that I pastored. God have already taken me through it before I got there. May God help us.
Amen.
But when I got to where I am, I have to what? Life have taught me that these two people, they were command. I sought for what? Someone that will help me to understand this way. May God help us.
Amen.
If you are alive, can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
You see it? So, the way that you don't know before, you must ask people that are on that street, please, how is this way like? Otherwise, you will get lost. There is something I don't believe. I don't join people to pray that prayer. People call me and say, brother, pray for me. Say, hey, I just want God to reveal to you my calling. I say, brother, you don't have any. I'm not the one to tell you your calling. You are the one to tell me your calling. The day you were born, praise the Lord. You need a prophet to come and tell you yourselves. You know that you are a man. But if I say you are a woman, oh, brother, sister Alumi, will you answer? How can you come and meet me? No, go and discover it. Apostle Paul said, at first I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I do what? I magnify my word. Who told him? Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, despite the grace of God in Samuel, He needed someone. The Lord is my what? Shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord will possess somebody to shepherd you. When Jesus said, believe in God, he didn't stop there. What did he say? Believe also in me, the man that he will send to you. To guide you in the path that he, God, have asked you to go. May God help all of us. Now, our Sunday, the son of God make reference to Cornelius' house, right? In Acts chapter 10, as gifted as Cornelius was, the angel appeared to him, yet he still needed a man to tell him. He needed a tutor. He needed someone that have already been on that way to guide him in that path that God has ordained him to go. The angel told him and said, your offerings and your prayer has been what? Had before the Lord. And God showed it to him. He said, there is a man in Joppa. Go and inquire from him. What thing you must what? Do. What is our problem in the ministry today? Lack of what to do. Praise the Lord. We are running from one prophet to open. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Prophet will keep giving you prayers and instruction. Brother, you have carried more than 30 instructions concerning that matter. That matter is still there. Come and follow the due process. That matter will solve. There is no shortcut to it. The Englishman said, shortcut, cut, short. And let me quickly drop this. Don't let economy drive you into ministry. Because when your eyes is on the envelope, you will never develop.
Agam.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, now, let's pick another person in the scriptures. Those two scriptures we want to use so that we can go into other matters. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 18. Before we read, let me just paraphrase some things here. How many of us know Prophet Moses? I'm talking about Prophet Moses, son of Amram and Jochebed. How many of us know Prophet Moses? Now they do me with the congregation, they do us. I want to talk now. And I don't know Prophet Moses again.
We know.
I'm not talking about our daddy. I'm talking about Prophet Moses in the Bible. Why you know they talk now? We are fellowshipping together, right?
Yes, sir.
Fellowship, when we say praise the Lord, you know, in music, there's what we call and response. I mean, my brethren. Call and what? That's what makes music so sweet. You see, Brother Stanley and Sister BB, go sing. Who have the final say? The call. Then the rest of us will respond. Jehovah, he make the music. So let's make our fellowship sweet now. How many of us know Prophet Moses?
We all know
him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know that he was a major prophet. The only major prophet in the whole of the Old Testament, in that dispensation. But despite that he was a major prophet, God's standard can never be what adjusted. May God help all of us.
Amen.
God's standard can never be what?
Adjusted.
You know, when that rope dropped on Elisha, that rope of Elijah, Elisha did not take that rope to the tailor to adjust it to his size. No, he have to grow to fit the rope. That's why Peter said we should grow in grace.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, Moses was in Egypt. A time came, he discovered that there was something about him. The Bible said when Moses came to years, not when he come of age. There are two different things. Praise the Lord. There are two what?
Different
when
things.
When you come of age, that is your physical maturity. When you come to years, that is your spiritual maturity. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the Bible said when Moses came to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's what? Daughter. Chosen rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, When he came, he found that there was something about him. He wanted to do it by power. What happened? He failed. Until he had to what? Run. Because the Bible said it is not by what? Power. Neither by what?
Might.
It is not of he that willeth nor runneth, but it is of the Lord that showeth what?
Mercy.
Ministry work is not by power. It's not by muscle. If it was by muscle, my size is not qualified now. It's not the size of a dog, but the fight in the dog. May God help us.
Amen.
Now, see what God did. Before Moses could be called into the ministry, God sent him for a tutorship. He sent him to the house of a priest, Jethro by name.
Yeah.
Blessed be God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
He was there. What was Moses doing there? Leading what? What was David doing in the wilderness? And Jesus said, I'm a shepherd, not a goater. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
High priest. That is, Moses was there. He was being what? Don't worry, we'll read a scripture that proves what I'm saying. God was teaching him something. Why? Because you must go through the tutorship. You must go through the mentorship, Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You must go through you must be formed. Because it's against nature. You cannot just impregnate a woman today and she give birth tomorrow. That is artificial. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Any egg that engine hatch cannot reproduce. But any egg that the mother hen hatch can reproduce. Praise the Lord. Many of us want to go through shortcut. And let me tell you something. Gifts, vision, prophecy cannot sustain a ministry. Because the native doctor and my wife, their village, sees vision too. Your DPR, they see vision. Blessed be God. If you know they see, people for now, they go there, go to patronize them. But there is something in the word of the Lord, because in the word there is life.
Amen.
That is what sustains the believer. My daddy said, if you are a prophet, you go and open the church, which is true. You only have a clinic. People will only come when they are what? When they got healing, they will go back. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Now, while Moses was there, God was what? Lecturing him. When God was satisfied, in Exodus chapter 3, Moses saw something. God began to reveal to him the mission that he had for him. If you're alive, can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
The Bible said, Moses saw the bush burning, and the bush was not what?
Consumed.
And don't forget, this man was schooled in all the knowledge of what? Egypt. There's a difference between education and revelation. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
With all the knowledge of Egypt, the water, correct water baptism was standing before him. He could not understand it. But Jesus said, Father, Son, Holy Ghost now. But how? I don't understand. But Moses says something there. Like I said, I want to paraphrase for the sake of time. Don't put the scripture that when you go and read it again. There was something. All this while Moses had been going, saying that bully bush, and yet there was no voice. There was no encounter. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. There is a way you'll be standing before the Lord will not speak to you. But Moses said, I will not what? Set aside. Let me step aside from this Egyptian knowledge. And when the Lord saw that Moses had what? Set aside. That was when the Lord called him. Until we are fully separated. In Romans chapter, is it Romans? Yes, Romans chapter 1 verse 1. The Bible said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, separated unto the gospel of Christ. Until we are separated, God will not talk to us. Our imagination can be talked. Let me tell you something. The thin line between imagination and vision is very thin. Your imagination you can be using your imagination to speak to yourself by calling it vision. May God help us.
Amen.
When God saw that Moses has what? Set aside. God began to speak to him and began to reveal his ministry. The ministry of Moses, God began to reveal it to who? To Moses. If you are alive, can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Now, the bush was burning, and yet the bush was not what?
Consumed.
God was telling him, the place I'm sending you to is the place of what? Trouble. But that trouble will not consume you.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, that tree signifies Israel. And that fire is the trouble. And look at the ministry of Moses. It was a troublesome one. Until Moses cried, Lord, why will thou leave me with these terrible people? God said, I've already told you, there is a terrible ministry. That is why, brother, nobody can tell you the nature of your ministry. You are the one to tell us the nature of your ministry. If you don't know the nature of your ministry, it means that you don't have one. Don't force yourself into what you are not built for. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Now, before Moses could step in proper, conversion have to take place in him. Let me tell you something. What you don't have, you cannot give to another person. They said the money will not be in your pocket. Police party, no go fit bring them out. May the Lord help all of us.
Amen.
You see, before Moses could go and what? Deliver the people, himself have to be what? Deliver first. Bring out your hand. He brought it out his hand. Put it on your bosom. He brought it out. Bring it out. He brought it out. What happened to that hand? Leprous. For everything that you ever learned in Egypt, it is what? Seen as leprous. That is your denominational idea. Put it back. Put it back. He brought it back again. It was what? Brand new. The born again. Many of us are not converted, and you want the people that we are leading to be converted. Let me tell you something. From my experience, because of people that I've lived, the pastor, the last church I fellowship in before God delivered me and all that, it was there I learned that anything that a ministry is the man there. What that man is, that is what the ministry will be. May God help all of us. Somebody told me, come to me, say, ah, but I just have one problem. I said, what is it? He said, my people, they don't give. I said, do you give? I said, give, they will give. May God help. Whatever you are, you are like a wave of free. Anything you are, that is what your people will be. If you are a fornicator, if you are a liar, if you are a selfish, if you are a selfish man, may God help all of us. Amen. That's why I said that person that ordained you matters. I was in a church. And a prophet came, you know, from Port Harcourt, that probably I will not call his name. Met my pastor. I said, God said he should pray for me. Which can't be this one. He prayed with me. I'm emptying a bottle of oil on my head. As I rise up from that place, and before the Lord, I lie not. I begin to lust. Hey, brother, sir, they will touch me. And before God, I will be enjoying what they used to touch me. It was a terrible thing. I went to my pastor then to cry to say, sir, look at what is happening to me. He said, I should not mind them. It is the heart of the sister that are lusting after me. I said, but it is me that is lusting after them. Until one day, because we were the head of the deliverance team then in that church, we were praying in the night. And I told my brother, I said, come, before we pray for this brethren that we want to pray for, wahala they with me. I said, are they lost? Let me tell you something. If you don't know how to embarrass sin, sin will embarrass you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
May the Lord help all of us. I promise, devil. I say, anything you brought my way, I say, I will expose you because I'm a publisher. So he knows. May God help all of us. So the brethren came and they were praying for me. And one of my brother that was not there when this thing happened, he said, brother, sir, he said, I'm seeing somebody from the east that pray for you and eating an anointing oil on your head. And the spirit that was in him came into it. He said, that's why you are lost. He now point to his brother, Brother Zach. He said, Brother Zach, say you are from the east. Take that oil, pray for your brother. Let me tell you something. What the enemy used to bind you is what God will use to lose you.
Amen.
Yes, blessed be God Almighty.
Amen.
That is why, you see, sorry to say this, but it is the truth. The most carnal people I have ever seen is in the end time, as followers of the ministry of William Brown. Throw a padlock, they say, hey, I have gone fetish. That's why every dubious thing is among them. Well, that one is a story for another day. Let's focus on why we are here. May the Lord help all of us. So when that prayer was made, that was how I was delivered. And that spirit what left me. A day came, my pastor then led the service, was a communal service, you know, and after he finished leading the service, he said, he wanted to pray, then he paused. He said, Brother Osas, come and, you know, close us. As I carried the mic, a woman of 61 years old, as at that time, about 2013, God brought her out. Said, Sister, come. Now, let me tell us something, brethren. It is not every prophecy we declare publicly. The gift of God is for edification. The grace of God does not disgrace. He exposed sin and saved the sinner. I said, Sister, the Lord said you have something to confess to your pastor. May God help us.
Amen.
I left. You know what you confess to the pastor? How old did I say this woman is? 61. What happened? That same very pastor, I've had the carnal knowledge of her 4 times. Be careful. When the Bible said, do not lay hands suddenly, you too do not give your head suddenly.
Yes, sir.
May God help all of us.
Amen.
Back to Moses. May God help us. Now, when God saw that Moses was truly set aside, God called him. And the message of conversion began with what? Moses. Because he must go and convert these children. Go and deliver them from Egypt unto Canaan. May God help all of us.
Amen.
So, Moses undergo his word, his conversion there. You know, today, everybody is claiming. We are in the age of claim. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. No problem. All of us are farmers. If you like, you say you have cultivated 1,000 ridges. No wahala. On the day of harvest, your harvest will tell us how many ridges you cultivated. May God help us.
Amen.
Now, look at the life of Moses. And don't forget who Moses was. A major what?
Prophet.
May God help us. Do you know? All the Old Testament preached God through Moses. According to Moses. Even when the Lord Jesus Christ was here. The story of the rich man and Lazarus. He said, send one of the dead. What did the Lord say to them? He said, for they have what? Moses. Why? Because that was the dispensation of the law. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now there was something that happened. Who touched you? As great as Moses was, brother, God still sent a man to help him in that ministry. Exodus chapter 18. Are we there? Now, for the sake of time, let's begin reading from verse 13. Exodus.
And it came to pass,
yes,
that Moses sat to judge the people.
That Moses sat to minister to the people.
And the people stood by Moses from morning.
In the congregation, they were all around him.
Unto the evening.
From morning to when?
Evening.
Servants of God, from morning to when?
Evening.
You know, today we talked about stress. Any of us causes stress for ourselves because we do not pass through the due process. Go ahead.
And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people,
when Jethro saw the way he was going in the ministry,
He said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people?
What are you doing?
Why sittest thou thyself alone?
Why try to run the ministry all by yourself?
And all the people
You know why they want to run the ministry all by themselves? Because they are nothing but religious Yahoo. Because the envelope is their target. Apostle Paul said the Gentiles, he said their belly is their word. You know, my former pastor once cried that a brother left the church. He was not crying for the soul of the brother. He said he's the highest tither. And he preached a message. You know, when people begin, you know, anytime message, they don't go on evangelism. They only, they are like Nigeria crude oil, they refine members. If you are going to Kaduna, make sure you fellowship in so place. Don't go anywhere, make sure you fellowship. May the Lord help all of us. Amen. They don't have converts of their own. I'm telling you what I know. He preached a message saying, pay your tithe where you are feeding. Pay your tithe where you are feeding. Why? Because some brethren there, we are still paying tithe to their own church. Something now happened. A brother, is a blessed memory, now a custom officer, was transferred to Akure. He was promoted to controller of custom, was transferred to Akure. So he find a fellowship there based on the teaching that his pastor has preached. He was paying his tithe. Where is what?
Fellowship.
My pastor traveled all the way from Abuja to Akure. So go and tell the man, you pay your tithe to a God called pastor. You pay your tithe to a God. The man now came to me. He said, oh, sir, I'm confused. I said, obey what you have told you. Pay your tithe to where you are. I said, where are you feeding now? He said, yeah. I said, pay your tithe to me. May God help all of us.
Amen.
He was not happy with me. But that is the truth. I was only helping him to uphold what he was. He believed. May God help us. Amen. Yes, let's go on.
Why sittest thou thyself alone?
Why sittest thou thyself alone?
And all the people stand by thee from morning to evening.
And all these people are standing by morning. Let me tell you something, brethren. Most times we use our service to weary the people. Moses had that fault. Let's read on, brother.
And Moses said unto his father-in-law.
Yes.
Because the people come unto me to inquire of God.
Because the people come unto me now. Now me God called. No any other person by my side. No this thing. No this. Majority of us, no, that is our attitude in our ministry. Huh? You are the admin. You are the coordinator. You are the organist. You are the song leader. You are everything. Coat of many colors. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
When they have a matter,
yes,
they come unto me.
They come unto me.
And I judge between one and another.
Uh-huh.
And I do make them know the statutes of God.
Yes.
And his in-laws and the law. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him.
Moses' father-in-law said unto him, may God give us good counsel. Every counsel that the Lord is giving us here today, may God give us grace to go and implement it. See, it is one thing to hear. It is another to go and implement.
The thing thou doest is not good.
The thing that you are doing is not good. Ministers, there is a way that we run ministries. We say, God is 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 to. May God help all of us.
Amen.
It is the Lord that asked me to do it. If the Lord is asking to do it, why are we not seeing results? Does it mean God have changed? He said, I am God, I change yet what?
Not.
He said, my word will not return unto me what?
Void.
Why are you doing something? You said God asked you to do it, and you did it, there's no result. Then it's not God that asked you to do it. God's word is resultful. May God help all of us.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
And Moses' father-in-law said unto him.
And Moses' father-in-law. Now show him the way. So that this thing, there is a way. No, the Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto a sinner. And the end of it is what? You know, some of us will say, I don't want to hear man. I'm not hearing any man. It's God. It's the Holy Spirit that is talking to me. It's the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something, brethren. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our God is a God of order. God does not break his law. He doesn't. In the book of Acts, God made Peter the head of the apostles, right? Yeah. He gave Peter the key, right? Yeah. When God has need of Paul and Barnabas, you know what the Lord did? He didn't went to them and just threw them from the window. He went to the pastor of the church. He said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas. Who is separating you? May God help us.
Amen.
Let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you the truth. If you are in a ministry of a God called man, and you misbehave, and you jump out through the window to go and start your own. Now your own, you go start to go and start your own. And while you are in this ministry, you were manifesting until every eyes were on you. When you get there, you'll not be able to manifest again. You know why? A stream that cut off from the river that gave him water will do what? Will dry up. That's what that one was saying. Jesus love you. Why will you die? Jesus love why? Because fire not there in breeze. A breeze not there in fire again. But while he was yet where he was before, mine, every eyes was on him. May God help us. Amen. Our God is a God of what? Order. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, in the little church I'm pastoring, I want the gifted brother that the Lord is helping me to bring up. I said, come, there are two prophecies I will not want you to give to anybody. Don't ever tell anybody that is an evangelist or a pastor or this or that. And don't you ever tell any brother that Sister Caro is his wife. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking because of experience. May the Lord help all of us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see how Jethro guided who? Moses. This thing, don't forget, who was speaking to Moses from the beginning?
God.
And the Lord said unto
Moses.
But he needed a guide to help him understand what God was saying. He needed an experienced person that had been on that path, genuine, to help him. May the Lord help all of us.
Amen.
You see it? If you are alive, can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Now, servants of God, the Bible said, without me, you can do what?
Nothing.
Many of us want to do things by ourselves. That's why our ministries are what? Suffering. Because there are two wings that the ministry have. We have the ministerial, which is the spiritual wing, and we have the administrative word. Praise the Lord. There is something I jealous in our daddy, Pastor Moses. Those two things are balanced in his ministry. I said it with all sincerity. When it comes to administration, permit me to use the word perfect. When it comes to the ministerial word, side, perfect. Praise the Lord. That's why 67 is still bouncing. Why we say we just need to pack 50. We are here. Our heart they beat. I don't know what it don't happen for a house, brother. When you pass through the due order, your heart will be at rest. May the Lord help all of us. If you are truly called, who live does not matter to you. If the calling is there, let me tell you something. There is something when Abraham said that I agree with him. He said the pulpit is not this one. He said the man is the pulpit. If you are truly called, when you say praise the Lord, people will listen to you. And let me tell you something. There are people that must leave your ministry for your ministry to grow. Because ministry is like a farm. It's likely to be a farm, a garden. Where you plant ugu, do you know that ugu need attention for it to grow? But there are some unedible what plant that does not even need rain. They grow. May God help all of us. A brother called me one time. He said, "Ah, brother, sir, rejoice with me." I said, "What is it?" He said, "What is happening in Bride Assembly is happening in his church." I said, "Eh." I said, "What did happen?" He said that to me for WhatsApp. Now I look the WhatsApp. What I was sharing. My servant. Have I not called you? If that is the prophet you have in your church, brother, you're on a suicide mission. May God help all of us. I don't need your prophecy to know that I'm called. May the Lord help all of us. I said, and I put a call to him. I said, "Brother, that thing you sent to me, be careful." I said, "Be what? Be careful." I said, "That person will put you into trouble." Something that happened. I don't know how the OT happened. They went to advise the man, including the professor. The man refused. When I come to service, yeah, my servant, disobedience. And meanwhile, this man has promoted this lady in the church. Be careful. Be what? Be careful. Why was he suffering those things? Because, know what? Mentorship. He refused to be formed in the womb. He refused to pass through the natural birth. He ran to the engine to hatch him. And he was hatched by an engine. Now he could not reproduce. Let me tell you something. No, I said, what you don't have, you cannot give. The lesson that you have not gone through, you cannot teach anybody. The subject that you have not learned, you cannot teach anybody. How can a pastor say, hey, tomorrow is service? I don't even know what to teach the people. Leave that place. That is not your. Go and be selling tomatoes in an Oyibo market. The Bible says we should be Eastern in season and out of what? Season. Any tree with life, cut it, it will bleed. May the Lord help all of us. The due word, mentorship, that is the due word, order. How many are we going to say? I believe this little point I've just dropped have passed a message to us. Because I don't like repeating matters. When I make my point, I drop the microphone. May God help all of us. Go back. Let's go back to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. Let all of us go back to the bleeding side of Calvary. Paul said, Lord, what would thou want me to do? And he was told. He was guided. May God help all of us.
Amen.
I am what I am today because of the road that the Lord has taken me through. And I'm still learning. Let me say something to Ross. I'm very addicted to Thursdays and Saturdays. People that call me for prayer, they know that those hours, they don't call me. I start up my hours of my church service because I listen to preachers. I burn my data listening. If I come back from church on Sunday, the message where I preach to church, I will come listening unto myself. Because it is not only them that is seeking for salvation. Me too, I seek for salvation. It was one day I was listening to one of the messages I preached, and I found out that I quoted a scripture and I gave the wrong verse. I went back to go and correct it, and the sister said, sir, I saw it. I was about to ask you to bring it up on Wednesday Bible study. Let's go back. Let us not just preach to the people. Let us also preach to ourselves. Blessed be God Almighty. Because the Bible said, save yourself. Apostle Paul admonished Timothy. He said, use this word to do what? Save yours. You should be your first covert. Somebody say, me. That you should be your first convert. How can you say you are a pastor and your wife does not recognize your calling? Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You say you are a pastor, your children doesn't recognize your calling. I know there are ministers, pastors that are genuinely called that marry wrong women. I'm not talking about those ones. There's an evangelist, a self-proclaimed evangelist in my church. He came to meet me. Daddy, I look at your senior me, they call me daddy. I said that one in my heart. Praise the Lord. I'm a good listener. I listen to him. He said, you see, he's an evangelist. I said, yeah, baby. I said, okay. Next Sunday, every last Sunday of the month, we go on our outreach. Praise the Lord. I said, we are going on evangelism this coming Sunday. That Sunday, I don't see him. The other Sunday, I don't see him. I have to call him. He came to meet me again. I sat him down. See, let me tell you something. When God gives you a call, he will give you people that will listen to you. And it is you that will make them to listen to you. Please, I want to say something. Thank God our daddy is here. He helped me to come and break it down well. I want to say something. Praise the Lord. You know, I believe in prayers. I live my life in prayers. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But not everything you pray about. There are some things you must do. After you have prayed, Bible says faith that is prayer, without works, what you must do is what? About to nothing. Amount to nothing. I sat him down. I said, brother, I don't want to send you to your early grave. I said, because responsibility, you know, have what? Every title has what? A responsibility. I said, you say you're an evangelist. He said, yes. I said, you cannot read. He said, true. You cannot write. He said, true. I said, how can you convert somebody that is well read? Let me tell you something, brethren. Praise the Lord. If you say you want to pastor a church, praise the Lord. The Bible says we must have the ability to what? To teach. We have applications in our phone now, right? Yeah. We have different applications in our phone. Yeah. The Bible says we must have the app to what? To teach. Now, how can you teach what you cannot read? Then as a pastor, you must have a little knowledge of education. At least to read and what?
Right.
A prophet, now they're own, they don't need anything. They can come, the Lord told me to tell you. Sorry, the Lord have told me to tell you that where you are about to went, you shouldn't went there.
He has
delivered the message. He has communicated. But as a pastor, you must be schooled. Blessed be God Almighty. I'm not limiting. You know, one thing I love about this meeting, we there is a natural thing that we agree to tell each other the home truth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, we are living in a jet age. Somebody come and read, you know, this is my evangelist. Somebody wrote a tract. I vectored it and I approve of it. I make my correction and I approve of it. You know, there was a statement that, you know, I have some end time, those Malachi people. Some of them, they come and go like Nigeria Nepa for my church. I'm equal to this task by the grace of God. Blessed be God Almighty. Somebody read something for him. He put his hand for that tract. He put his hand for that place. He came and meet me. Pastor, see this place. This person is wrong. Look at it. It's wrong. And I asked him, I said, what is there? I said, show me. Now read down what is there. He said, may God help all of us. So, brethren, having said all this, in one of the church ages, the Bible, God was talking to the church age there. He said, be mindful of how you word. Yeah. Take heed. So the call that you have, how did you hear? Who called you? How have you responded? Have you gone through the process? May God help all of us. The day David met Goliath, he had an experience. He had been what? Mentored in the wilderness. He said, a bear came and took one of the sheep with my bare hands. He have a testimony. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He have what? An experience. What experience do we have? Somebody asked me a question one day. It was a forum that I was invited to. He said, as a pastor, he said, in your counsel, he said, how will you be able to counsel somebody that is wealthy, is rich, doesn't have anything? He came for counseling. He said, how will you be able to counsel such a person? May God help all of us. Brethren, the fact is this. The path that we have not gone through before, we need a guide. If Moses, with all the grace of God and responsibility, still needed a guide, who are we? You see why we are messing up in the ministry? You see why we do that? Is our SSS is too much. Why? Because no mentorship. You have not been word formed. The Bible said, as I draw the curtain, like my brother Oyebuchi will say, Apostle Paul was exhorting Timothy. He said, this word, this spirit, he said, commit thou into the hands of who? Faithful men who will be able to mentor what? Others. May God help all of us. If you have spent 2 years in your ministry, you should be able to what? Produce a duplicate of yourself. If you have not done that, something is wrong somewhere. Somebody just bow your head and say, Lord, help me.